I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, tens of thousands of anti-government protesters throng the streets in the Syrian city of Homs. Unverified video showed residents shouting, "We want an Arab army to enter Syria. We demand a no-fly zone." The demonstrators were sending a message to observers from the Arab League. Those monitors arrived in Homs today. Clashes between government forces and the opposition caused at least 30 deaths in the city on the eve of the visit. We reached an activist in Homs, Abu Rami, although that's not his real name. The telephone line into the city fell short of broadcast quality, so we've provided a voiceover. Abu Rami told us that he does not believe that the Arab League observers are independent.
They visited two or three areas, but they were under the control of the regime. Today, a big demonstration. The number of protesters was around 50,000 people. And more than that, the Arab observers, they didn't come to this neighborhood and watch themselves. We called them many times, but unfortunately, sometimes there was no responding. Sometimes the line was busy, and we didn't contact them.
If you could speak to them, the observers for the Arab League, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that look at these huge number of protesters.
The Syrian media said that there is no crisis in Syria, that there is no protesters. Look with your eyes and see these protesters. I would take them to families who lost their children and tell them our suffering, and we would like to tell them that we need international protection. But to be honest with you, I am not optimistic for that so far from these observers.
Abu, is there anything else that you want to mention that you think we should know?
I want to add something very important.
That the mayor of Homs City threatened the protesters to be calm nowadays, and that if we didn't be calm, he is not responsible for what the security forces will do against us. For that reason, we are calling many times and request through your media. We are appealing for the international community and United Nations and the whole humanitarian organization to intervene in Syria and to stop this bloodshed that's happening every day.
Thank you, Abu Rami, in Homs, Syria. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a Syrian activist speaking to us from Homs.